Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
Calling all conscious achievers who are seeking more community and connection, I've got an invitation for you. Join me at this year's Summit of Greatness, this September 7th through 9th in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, to unleash your true greatness. This is the one time a year that I gather the greatness community together in person for a powerful, transformative weekend. People come from all over the world, and you can expect to hear from inspiring speakers like Inky Johnson, Jaspreet Singh, Vanessa Van Edwards, Jen Sincero, and many more. You'll also be able to dance your heart out to live music, get your body moving with group workouts, and connect with others at our evening socials. So if you're ready to learn, heal, and grow alongside other incredible individuals in the greatness community, then you can learn more at lewishowes.com/summit2023. Make sure to grab your ticket, invite your friends, and I'll see you there.
How does someone develop an abundant mindset? Something where they believe that abundance of love and joy and opportunities can come to them versus staying stuck in a limit of what they're capable of creating or achieving?
First of all, become aware of the reality in the world. Get out of our little well that we are into and see the ocean of humanity where it is. And compare with that, and you'll see you'll be grateful. You are at least much better off than so many people who don't even have the basic things that you have.
Right.
That itself will give you a breathing space. See? Feel better about yourself, number one. Second, again here I would say meditation will help one to get out of grief and sense of lack. It's just a state of mind. You can continue to feel lack. Even if you are a billionaire, it can continue with you forever in your life. So here, meditation can bring that inner sense of abundance. And when you have that inner sense of abundance, I tell you, abundance will start flowing to you from outside as well.
In order to feel abundant, what does that feeling look like, experience?
There's no, it should be this way. Your feelings are feeling, just be with it. Those feelings come because you have certain misconceptions in your mind, wrong notions in your mind, or stress, too much stress, then everything appears to be very bleak.
Yes.
And you don't enjoy even simple things. I feel stress is the biggest enemy of mankind.
Really?
Because stress destroys the relationship. It destroys your own peace of mind.
Your health.
Your health.
And
your communication goes for a toss.
You react more.
React.
Yeah. But it seems so hard for people to let go of stress. To just let go of it. It seems...
No, because nobody taught them how to get out of this.
Interesting.
Neither at school nor at home. No one teaches us how we can be free from stress.
We're seeing how to be stressful, but not how to get out of stress.
Get out of stress.
We see other people stressed, and we're mimicking that, but not how to be peaceful.
Yeah. Good, this education is missing. Intellectually, you know, I shouldn't be upset, I shouldn't be annoyed, I shouldn't lose my temper. All this intellectually, you know, as a concept, you know, you understand all that. But in practical life, it doesn't translate into reality. Your thoughts are different, your actions are different. This is where the breathing techniques and Sudarshan Kriya Sky Technique all come in so handy.
Yes.
Because it helps when it gives tools and technique for people to, you know, just let go.
Yes.
Of those. And feel the freshness from within.
How often do you feel stressed or angry today with all the wisdom that you have? Do you ever feel stressed or angry?
Do I look stressed?
Not right now. But do you ever have a moment inside where like, I don't like that person did this thing or said this, or does it ever like just a little bit and then you go back to your...
It will be so hard to believe, but it is the truth that I don't get this at all.
That's got to feel amazing. It's got to feel peaceful then.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.